This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. 17 years ago, Mary J. Blige shook up the world of R&B when she released the record My Life. And she ushered in a new sound, the sound of soul music over hip-hop beats. And instantly, Mary J. Blige became known as the Queen of Hip-Hop Soul. This record, My Life, was about pain, about Mary J. Blige's rough childhood and her battles with addiction and depression. 17 years on, she's revisited that album, a sequel of sorts. This one's called My Life 2, The Journey Continues. Mary J. Blige has won Grammys in pop, rap, gospel, and R&B. My Life 2 debuted this week on the Billboard charts at number 5, and when we spoke with her, Mary J. Blige explained what it's all about.
Strength. It's about strength because there was so much pain on the My Life album, the first one, but there's been so much growth and evolution and strength gained through all the years of putting out albums. And the thing that we've gained is strength and understanding, and that's what I want people to celebrate, because we were not celebrating strength and understanding or even life on the My Life album. We were just trying to figure out how we were going to dodge death.
You open up with a song about how you feel inside. Tell me about that feeling.
I wanna make you happy. Well, feel inside is basically about a woman, any woman, and so many women have felt this, including myself. Just, she cannot tell everyone how she's feeling. You know, in public, everyone thinks her life is so great, think that she's being loved and respected at home. And the truth is that she can't tell anybody how terrible she feels because she's not being respected or paid attention to or probably even loved at home.
It's interesting because I've seen videos of some of your recent performances, and what's notable is you see a lot of women crying in the audience. Women, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you have many, many fans who are men as well, but women connect with your music in a visceral way.
Well, women connect with my music in a visceral way, and, you know, just period, because I'm a woman and I don't run away from that. And so I get every woman out there. I am every woman out there. And they honestly connect with me because I'm honest with all my feelings.
I want to ask you about your childhood. Your mom was a nurse. Your dad was a jazz musician. He left home when you were just a kid, and you've been public in your life about having been sexually abused as a child. I mean, you've dealt with addiction and depression, and you've sang about these things in different ways over the course of your career. But on this record, it sounds like you've really reached a place where you've kind of come to terms with all of those things. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I can't, the things I can't change, you know, all I could have done in my life is what I did. Forgive my abuser, move on with my life, and, you know, just try to make the best of what I have, you know. So I'm in a place of, you know, I'm comfortable with what and who I am.
Look at me, oh, I'm the living. I wanted to talk to you last year, actually, already, because of an amazing story. You actually went back and managed to get your GED, the high school equivalency. I mean, you're successful, you're rich, you're respected, and yet you felt like you needed to do this. Why? Why'd you do it?
Well, I didn't finish high school, and for years I felt like I just was embarrassed and ashamed about so many things. It was even more embarrassing when I couldn't articulate myself. It was even more embarrassing when I would watch other people articulate themselves and speak slowly and not blink and not stutter. And I still do all those things, but at least I can get my thoughts out now. And it gives me confidence. I have confidence now because I can sit here with you and not be afraid of how I'm going to answer your questions.
Was there a time when you were afraid?
Absolutely. I was afraid because I was ashamed of, you know, ashamed of the fact that I couldn't articulate myself. I couldn't get the things out that I wanted to get out.
It's amazing to hear that, because what you sing about requires so much intelligence and thought and empathy, and yet you never thought of yourself that way.
I know, it's weird. It's weird when you think about it, but I guess the only thing I really, really knew is what the streets and the world taught me. So I had to unlearn a lot of the negative stuff. I kept a lot of the stuff that is saving my career right now, which is common sense, you know, humility, manners.
This record is a journey, as you've aptly titled it, and you've traced that arc. Where are you going now?
I'm going to live further than this. I'm going to excel. I'm going to grow. I'm going to be better than what I am, because I am so not perfect. I have so much more to learn. I have so much further to go. I don't feel complete about, you know, my life. And not in a negative way, but I just know in my spirit there's so much further to go. There's so much more to learn. There's so much more to do.
Mary J. Blige, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Mary J. Blige. Her new record is called My Life 2. The journey continues.